Thanks for tuning in to Why Life Science, a podcast produced by the BYU Life Science Museum at Brigham Young University. I'm Katie Knight.
And I'm Austin Lambert. Our mission here at the Life Science Museum is to inspire wonder, understanding, and reverence for our evolving planet. So with this podcast, we are here to bring you stories and interviews about life science research and projects going on in the College of Life Sciences at BYU and in the local community.
Visit our website, lsm.byu.edu, for more information and to access notes from each episode.
Well, welcome to the Why Life Science podcast. This is a special, I guess, edition, and we're here to talk about the Why Talk initiative going on with campus. We're joined by three students that are part of the Student Sustainability Initiative. Would each of you just introduce yourself and maybe say what your major is and how you got into sustainability on campus?
My name is Chad Heyer. I'm a molecular biology major here at BYU. I've always really cared about the environment since I've been here at BYU. I've worked a lot with the sustainability office in Bremen. I run a glass recycling nonprofit called Glassroots Recycling, and that's how I ran into Bremen.
I follow you on Instagram.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody else follow too.
Yes.
But yeah, that's how I ended up involved with this.
My name's Elias Johnson. I'm a biodiversity and conservation major. I just got involved similarly that I just care about the environment, and that's something that I've always cared about, and I love spending time in the outdoors. So it just is the perfect fit for me. I'm also the president of the Earth Stewardship Club on campus, and we have really close partnership with the SSI, the Student Sustainability Initiative as well. So yeah, just kind of involved in that way.
And my name is Olivia Burns. I am a freshman this year, and I'm studying in the Environmental Sciences and Sustainability major. And I got involved as the first day of class in my Global Climate Change with Ben Abbott, which is a terrific class. But he said, if you care about anything Earth-related, like, go to this meeting on Wednesday. And I said, sounds good. So I walked in, and it just, the ball was rolling from there.
Maybe someone just give an overview of what Why Talk is and how it's organized. Because it sounds like each of you are coming from different organizations. Are you all part of the BYU Sustainability Office, or what is this initiative?
First off, the Student Sustainability Initiative, it's pretty similar to a club, and we all are a part of it and are also bringing in different parts. Like Elias said, he's part of the Earth Stewardship Club. Just, we're trying to rope in all different clubs and trying to get their support, and because everybody's really involved in sustainability, it's like such a literally like global issue with every field. So Why Talk, it's a campaign to get a million conversations happening on campus, outside of campus, really starting at BYU about the earth, the environment, sustainability, anything under that giant umbrella. And we're trying to show that students together all really care about this issue and want more action about it.
A little bit to kind of understand why we think this is a good idea to have these climate conversations. It's important to note that coming up in a few weeks, we have Catherine Hayhoe, who's coming to BYU, and she's a world-renowned climate scientist. She's actually the head scientist for, I believe, the Nature Conservancy. So it's going to be an amazing opportunity to have her come and speak to us. And her big push is how can we have conversations with people about climate, about stewardship, about these different ways that we take care of the earth and interact with the earth. So we thought it would be fitting as the SSI to launch this initiative to take Catherine Hayhoe's advice and start having these conversations about climate. And that's really what we're trying to do. And we've got tons of different cool branches of our initiative that are trying to do different things to push this plan that we're trying to go through. And yeah, I mean, we could, maybe it'd be good to talk a little bit about kind of what our structure looks like and what we're doing to try to make sure we achieve that goal, like we said, of a million conversations.
So kind of like what they mentioned, that we're kind of an umbrella organization in a lot of ways. There's lots of people who are interested in sustainability at BYU in the Valley. And a lot of our goal is to bring all that together and to coordinate our efforts so that we can show that people do care about climate change and then help, you know, make trackable goals and approach that properly. And kind of like what they mentioned with recording climate conversations, a lot of our goal is to just help people recognize how important the environment is to every person on the planet. Because, of course, climate change affects everybody. And the more people talk about it, the more likely it is to be normalized. And something that's amazing about us being at BYU is that we have an opportunity to talk about climate change from a scientific perspective. You can talk about it from an economic perspective, but we can also talk about it from a spiritual perspective as our role as stewards. And, you know, Bishop Kelsey's talk was amazing, talking about it's part of our discipleship to be stewards of the earth. So going into that with Why Talk, a lot of our goal is to break those barriers down so that anybody can talk about climate change. It's no longer a taboo issue. It's something that applies to everybody, and it doesn't have to be a, I guess, an aggressive conversation. It's a great conversation for everyone involved. And so a lot of the way that we're doing it, he kind of mentioned with the structures, we're recording those conversations. We use ArcGIS and a survey system to collect responses about that. So as people are talking about climate change, they can mention that, oh, I talked about the climate this day at this time at this location. You just super easy survey to fill out. You click a few buttons and it shows your location. We record that. And then we're recording that on a map so that we're able to see what kind of impact conversations at BYU are having throughout the world. So far, we've had more than 10,000 conversations, and they've been all over the world too. We've seen them in Africa, we've seen them Europe, Asia. The BYU people are very well connected all around the world, and part of our goal is to show how our individual action and talking about climate affects not just us here in Provo, but everywhere around the world.
So I guess if someone has a climate conversation, how do you record that? How do you access this survey? And then is the map open for everyone to look at?
Yeah, so right now there's a few different ways that you can track your conversation. A great one is to go, if you're on social media, on the BYU Sustainability Office's social media. If you click in like the link on their Instagram, you'll be able to find a place you can track it, as well as on the website. Then there's also some posters around campus, different things like that. We'll be pushing that more and more as it gets closer to when Catherine Hayhoe is coming. But that's a super easy way on the BYU Sustainability Office.
When is Catherine Hayhoe coming?
November 29th.
And that's for the Tuesday forum?
Yes.
And something else to add, for the BYU Sustainability website, another thing that you were talking about, like how do you see the impact, there's a button not only for like track your conversation here, which is super, it's like kind of hard to miss. It's really nice. And then there's also a like look at our impact, and that takes you to the map that we've created.
And then what's the website to go to? It's sustainability.
Yep.
BYU.edu.
Yeah.
How was the website that's tracking? You mentioned the survey. How was that made? Who made that? Who put that all together?
So we work with the amazing Teresa Gomez here at BYU. Check her out at the library. Go by the GIS lab. She's super helpful, super nice. But that's what we used to create it. We used ArcGIS. It was mostly her and working with her grad students as well, Kalai Ellis, I believe. But yeah, that's how it was made. We made it using ArcGIS and Survey123.
So it's all people that we've interviewed on our podcast, both Kalai and Teresa.
And I think one thing that's cool about that is just goes to show how this idea of sustainability and stewardship affects everybody, and everyone has a role to play, right? I think a lot of times we think that only if you're a life science major that you can be sustainable or care about these issues. But really, as members of the church, as engaged citizens, as students of BYU, we all have a part to play in this bigger initiative to change our practices, to be more sustainable, more environmentally conscious. And that's one thing that I found super fun is working with so many students across so many different colleges, different departments, and they all have the same common goal of a more sustainable, a cleaner, a greener future for BYU, for the planet.
Okay, so you mentioned a goal of 1 million conversations. You said we're at about 10,000. What's the timeline? At what point are we trying to hit 1 million?
I mean, if we can hit it before November 29th, that's amazing. We plan to continue to record conversations even past Catherine Hayhoe's visit. But our goal would be to have as many as possible before she comes, and to continue that throughout the next year as well, up till Earth Day.
Well, perfect. And we can count this conversation today as a climate conversation.
Exactly.
Well, after we finish, I'll have to go right to the link through the sustainability website and record this as a climate conversation.
Perfect. And one important thing with that is that it's a call of action, right? After you have a climate conversation, it's now your responsibility to go share that with someone. Tell the next person, well, now it's time for you to go talk to someone about climate. And then it's a chain reaction, right? We may start small with just a few people, but as it grows, our impact can be huge. It can be amazing just because it's exponential growth, right?
Exactly. That's something super cool. I love just like how communication works, like, across, like, societies. Like, I think it was Chad who said earlier, like, more talk means more normalizing something. And I think if you look back through history, whether any large movement in society, whether it's, like, the suffrage movement or, like, equal, like, civil rights, they all started with, like, grassroots, like, hey, we need awareness about this. We need to talk. And from then, like, they gained huge attention and huge action. And I think the next big movement in society will be kind of like a climate revolution.
Well, let's get the conversations going. And to each of our listeners, start having those climate conversations right now. And Katie has something to say.
I just had a thought, too, that if you're listening to this podcast, that counts. So go right now and track this as a conversation.
So as we're engaged in climate conversations on campus, I guess, what are the benefits? You talked a bit about how it normalizes this climate conversation, but what else can people gain from participating in these conversations?
Yeah, and I think referencing back to Bishop Kosse's talk, that he said, not only should we do it because it's the right thing to do, because it's what we've been asked to do, but because it gives an opportunity for our brothers and sisters to then fulfill their purpose and mission here on earth, right? And I've really found that to be super true through being a part of this initiative, been able to come together as students more, and that we have a common goal, a thing that brings us all together. And it really truly does. Like, the earth is a great uniter. It's what we all have in common. We all share this planet together, and it's just offered a great sense of belonging, something that at BYU they're really striving for right now, right, with the new Office of Belonging. It can go right in hand with that push to have everyone involved, because really we're all involved, and it's going to take all of us to address these super difficult issues as climate change. And if we all do it together, we're all part of it together, and that's a benefit right there in and of itself.
And one other thing to add to that is the Student Sustainability Initiative truly is for the students. We're going to have some volunteer opportunities. If anybody wants to get involved or start to learn how to be better stewards, they can just come and join us. Or one thing we're thinking about is having, like, if anybody wants help on, like, a research, like, if they're, like, in engineering, they're like, hey, like, I need more resources, I'm doing, like, a paper or a project environmentally related, they can come and we'll have gathered resources and people and a lot of just different things all across campus that will really unite the students towards being more sustainable.
So if someone is interested in volunteering with and joining the Student Sustainability Initiative, where should they go to find how to join?
The BYU Sustainability website also has another button. If you want to volunteer, click this button. So that'll be right on that website.
As well as if you go to the BYUSA Club, sign up for the Earth Stewardship Club, I send out all the information about what we're doing with this initiative, as well as other things to be involved. And really, we would love to have everyone. It's fun. It's a fun group of people. We have a good time. We're always smiling, always laughing, and then we feel like we're making a difference, and it's something we care about, so we want to have everyone involved.
Being a part of the Student Sustainability Initiative is how I initially got involved doing this podcast, so it's a great place to go to make connections and get opportunities on campus for the future as well. To those listening, remember to record this as a climate conversation and then talk to someone else about what you just listened to, and you can count that as well. Thank you, and thank you for telling us about this Why Talk initiative. We're excited for the forum, the end of November.
Thank you.
Thanks again for having us.